are considered to be a time of sugul for tshuva for a cheshbon nefesh. One of the every erev Shabbos, chayav adol mashiv bigdoy, begida erev Shabbos. A second time is erev Rosh Chodesh, which is you make a cheshbon nefesh for the whole past month. If our people fast erev Rosh Chodesh, alachas kama v'kama yemechad b'shana, Rosh Hashanah tomorrow erev Rosh Hashanah. So this year, tomorrow, three Erevs, junctures, Erev Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev is Gematria 272. How much is 272 times 3?
816.
816. What is 816? First of all, it's Gematria Esrotzen. Those Gufa, the three Erevs, create an Esrotzen, the heavens open. It's Gematria, listening Hashem Titoru. It's a Gematria, Avaya Ekev, Tishmu'un. Tishmu'un is in 816. Gematria Marbim Sholem Ba'ila. It's Gematria Yeraninu Kol Atzei Yayor. Lifnei Hashem Givol. It's a time of Givaldi Gesimcha. Because what is the reason we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos? L'chur, we're missing this whole Avodah of Shofar, which is Ma'irish Olamis, and David Shagos, and Kisita, all the Yonim of Shofar. So in the Gemara, in the Bavli, our Gemara, we say, because of Zeder Darabu, some Shmerel. In Yushalmi, it says, it's a chasir. One pasuk says, Yoyim Teru Yolachem. Another pasuk says, Zichring Teru. So the Gemara, how Kedzat, right? Dunchal, it's true. If your Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's Zichring Teru. Right? Oybazoy, say, this form Taish Bechal. When it's Bechal, you have Taka Teru. Besides Gzeir the Rabbo, Bialta Rebbe hold the Shittas, because of its Uvn Dechol, Gzeir the Chamo, we're Maimid Divreim, because of Gzeir the Rabbo, right? Therefore, you have what? Zichrin Tru. A Bervos Tutzich, with the Rambam, the Remez Yesh Pei Uri Yishena Mishinazchem, for that you're able to achieve even on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos. Because Zichrin Trua is Gematria Shin Vav Pei Reish B'Milui, Shofar B'Milui, right? In other words, the Milui, the Emes, the Shleimus, and Tkiya Shofar, what you have to do with Lemaila is Davke B'Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, which is 9, Shofar B'Milui, which is Zichrin Trua, is 964, which is Gematria Yamala Hashem Kol Mishal Yisecha, which is Gematria L'Shana Tevu Mesukha, as the Mashgiach says. And therefore, Tiku Bachoide Shofar Bakesa is Gematria Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And Shofar, as the Pei Menachem would say, is Gematria Yoyim Menucha Kedusha. So the Inyonim of Yontif Rosh Hashanah, Shechalis B'Shabbos, the Inyonim of Shofar to Uf, like in the best Noif. Why? I don't know. We got every Sefer will tell you another Mahalach. Try to make a new Mahalach in the Maila of Yontif Rosh Hashanah, Shechal B'Shabbos. To understand this, let me just ask you five basic questions. First of all, what is the Indian on Rosh Hashanah? What is the mashmos? What is the mocker of Shofar? Who was the first one to blow Shofar? We say it's a Yom Trua. It's Mitzvah Hayom B'Shofar. What is Shofar all about, number one? Number two, we spoke about last week's Barichus, that the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah has to be Mitzad Sim. From deswegen, right? Everyone knows the words of the Arizal, all tumble in Poskim, that someone who doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah is the charaya the Eindish Mosishleim. So where is the Indian of Bechia crying on Rosh Hashanah? Has it shtim with the whole Indian of the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah? Number two. Number three, this just deal with Minhogim of Rosh Hashanah. There's various Gemara and Krisus, various Simonim, various people have a minig, they do eat, they don't eat. Oh, but there are things that are no foot spekol. Tfutzis Yisrael. Everyone takes it a tapuach, an apple, and dips it in honey. And you say, what's this inyan of an apple with honey? Tapuach and dvash. And the minig in kol Tfutzis Yisrael, you take a roish of either a dag, a fish, or a keves, and you say, shenil the roish v'loy lezon. What's this going on here? And there's another minig that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, minig Yisrael based in Yishalmi, whatever, is a Rosh Hashanah by day you don't sleep. I'm not going to involve in all the technical details. What is the reason Rosh Hashanah we don't sleep? To understand all of this, what happened on Rosh Hashanah? What's the mocker of Rosh Hashanah? The Pash, the Priya, the Oilam. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? Oh, the Marishan was born, right? Hold your horse. Marishan was born, the Pash. So the Abish Vayomer, the Pasuk says, right? The Pasuk says, right? That Vayomer Elikim Nasa Odom Kitzalmeinu Kidmusim. Let us create man. Okay? Says the Megalamukis, the Parsha of Eschan, Murdig Megalamukis, which is Lchurel Fimriyat, is very difficult. Nasa Nun Ayin Shin Hey is Nutrikun Roshitavis Nimlach Im Shamahil. That before the Abish created man, he took advice of Shamahil. Hello? Based on a famous Medrash in Bereshis Rabbo, based on a Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Aleph, Heima Hayot Ayotzrim, Yoishvei Nitoyim Ugedera. Literally, you think about people who were Yoitzrim, they were potterers, they made pots, you know, whatever, Klichet. Who lived in a place called Gedera and Netoyim in Gedera, in Mamelech, Bimelachta Yeshusham. So Chazal Darshan, Muridik Adrash, right? Hey, Mahayotri, you could assess and pass by Yitzhar Hashem, the Kimus Adam and Adam. They help like potter, they take from, what do you call
clay?
Clay. The Abrister made Adam Arishin from the earth, right? Yeshvin, Netoyim, could assess by Yitzhar Hashem, the Kim, Gan, Be'eden, Mikel. Planted in Gan Eden. And then Gedera, it's because the Abish made a whole Gvul Ayam, as the Pasuk says. Which so Sadiqim, the Abish doesn't come and wipe away the whole world, and whatever. Im HaMelech B'Melachta Yeshu, Im Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshu Nishmerseyim Tshet Sadiqim, Shebehem Nimlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barasek. Before the Abish created the world, he took advice, counsel, from Sadiqim. Which Sadiqim says to the Galamukis? Nim Nasa is Rosh Davis Nimlachim Shamay. Which is the reason, by the way, that it says in Bereshis Rabbah, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that Shamay and Hillel are called Ovois HaOilam, fathers of the world. Why the fathers of the world? Because the Abish created the world with Shamay and Hillel. Hello, like anyone, I'm a simple guy of the Rabbi and Holy Law, not whatever. What in the world is Shamay? I could be Kiva, I could be Zaha. Poom, Shamay the Hill are the Ovois HaOilam that the Abish took advice. What's going on? To understand this, can I ask you a klutz kasha? Like, you know, some of the most obvious, glaring kasha. So, like, no one. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you all know the Gemara. The Gemara says, famously, says the Gemara, Amar Shol Bar Yitzchak, Kiman Matzlin and Hoidin. According to which sheet, according to which opinion, do we daven? We have it in our Nusach of Chazal, in the Tfilus Rosh Hashanah. Zeh hayoyim tchilus masecha, right? Yeah. The koren liyoyim rishon kiman kirbel liyazer, like Rebbe Eliezer. Because Rebbe Eliezer holds when was the world of the world Adam Arishon? When was he created? Petish. Or according to the Bishua, when was Adam Arishon created? In this. Can I ask you a klutz kasha? So the ganze task and all the svarim is because Adam Arishon was judged, was born, was created, and then judged, and sorach, and the etzadas, everything happened on Echad B'Tish. But that's only l'shitas. Or according to Bishua, right? So the ganze, the Meirish Eilim is, with Rosh Hashanah, is only l'shitas Rebbe Elazar. The fact that we're making a shame, everyone's busy with Rosh Hashanah, Zechariah, we're passing here like Rebbe Leather. Hello? Anyone out there? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rebbe Leather Shamusi. He's a Meshameh. Hello? And we don't passing like him. And once there was a famous story in the Gemara about Messiah, where Rebbe Leather says, like me, right? And the heavenly voice rings out, right? And there's a charuv, and I am a smayer, right? And Amar Yisrael Raglov is Torah's labor shemayimi, and we don't pass it like it. And Rebbe Elazar was Omad, and what happened? Uberchu, they put him in ches, they put him, they excommunicated him. Yeah, hello. So he never passed it like Rebbe Elazar, right? Umitamol the yontif Rosh Hashanah. That all these friar people come up. L'shitas Rebbe Elazar. What's going on here? Hello? Anyone ever thought about this before? Okay. You could, I mean, Tosfos, obviously, David Aluf asks. So, Briz Darizal, Briz Chaim. Elu ve'elu divrei Chaim, right? And the world was created by Machshava, like Rebbe Elazar, and Tishrei. And the Maisa, it was created by Halachal and Maisa when it comes to Kiddush HaChamo. Once every 28 years, we pass in the Maisa, the world's created in this, in Maisa. Makshavah, os bydd o'n fath ar gant tras. Mae pas dos pradys, the simple prad is, in Machshava the world was created in Tisha. End of the world in Machshava, Machshava is Midas Adin. And I've explained countless times. Gracious Baruch Hu, Elikim, Midas Adin. The Abish Tzor, Eina Ilum Eskayim, Shitafim Rizrach. But Mitzad Midas Adin, the world is created by Machshava. When they were killing Rabbi Akiva, it was horrific, right? Shisoi Kach Olah, in the world of Machshava, is a Metzias. The world of Machshava. Not the Abish made plan one, messed it up, that would do plan two, right? Pshat is an Olam HaMachshava, there's pure, unmitigated Midas Adin, as the Sforim of God, sure, everyone says, right? There is one, right? But what's Pshat? That here, the whole Tzavka Dafka, I'll be Midas Adin, I'll be Machshava. Yoyim Adin, you got the world created Machshava. Machshava and Din is one and the same. In practical, pragmatic, down here, utilitarian terms, if the Abish would throw us the Midas Adin, we're all goners, so we have the Abish Rach. That's news. You with me? I could spend the whole day talking about the connections between Nissen and... What's the Tzidur Shem Havaya of Nissen? You give up your control. Yisbuchu, it's Geschmack, it's Simcha. Simcha is from Kav Hayamin, from Sitru, the Chesed, Rachm, Avos. And what is the Tzidur Shem Havaya of the month of... Tishrei, Vayiru, by the way, Yitzchak Shmaim is saying for the Lord, it's Rosh Hashanah. Vayiru Oysa, sorry, Parai, Soifi Davis, hello? Vayiru is Moshe, Re'iya, or Milosh, Yiru, hello? So one is Rebbe Lezer. By the way, Rebbe Lezer is a Talmud of whom? B'Shalmei, Shavuzi, right? Hello? Midas Adin. Rabbi Yeshua is Beis Hill, Midas Chesed. Rabbi Elazar Ben Hurkinus is Rosh Hashanah. Anyone out there? Just parenthetically. Hello? Huh? 208. Would you imagine Yitzchok? Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rosh Tevis, Rach, soft. Therefore, by the way, just parenthetically, just to keep your brain cells working, Bidvar Havaya Shamayim Nasu is Gimatria Bechamisha Ve'esr Be'el. Baruch Sha'omar, this is the man of Omar that was Tishra. Bidvar, Dibur's Kosh. Baruch Sha'omar V'hoya Oilam Baruch Hu is Gimatria Chamisha V'Esrim Badar. But that's Lashon Amira, which is Rach. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya is Rosh Tevis Rach. Hello? I don't know if you ever realized, by the way, that Yisroel Shemayim V'Sog La'oretz is exactly the same Gimatria as Vayiru Oysa Sori Parik. Hello? Work it out yourself. Yeah? And therefore, by the way, Nissan and Tishrei, remember, it's like flip sides of the same coin. They're both times of Bria, right? How do I know? The Holy Rishon says famously, "Vavadetos avoyda hazoyis bechoydesh hazeh." Zoyis is zoyis yom arav hakoydesh cold soy bombing. 136 times 3. Chuvat vil zok hello. Vavadet avoyda hazoyis bechoydesh hazeh. They're both. I'm not going to be able to explain this whole thing, but there's a great amount of similarities between Nissan and Tishrei. When did Avraham Avinu mal himself? So when you were a kid and you sang Chagadi, whatever you think over there, at the end of your Seder, Pesach, you'd give a listen, whatever, yeah? The only problem is that Tishrei already asked the same Python when it came to the Piyutim and the whatever in Russia, and Tishrei, with Yom Kippur, with the Blazer, hello? Yes, hello. Everything is both double, right? When did Yankim Avinu get the brachas, v'yitin l'chol likim v'tal shemayim, etc.? One opinion says, L'el Pesach, everyone, right? Another opinion says, Yom Kippur. The two gediyim, either it's connected to Karmel Pesach or Karmel Chagiga, or it's connected to Seir. Because there's two in Yonim and it's one and the same. And in fact, the timer has been 100 different Muvonim. Yom Kippur, Tishrei, and Nissan is one and the same. But one is B'machshovo, and one is B'mais. What's the vort here? So I'll tell you a vort that I saw, which really I think it captures the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's from Ramotcha Suchinim, yes, Ramotcha Zilber. What's Pshat that we paskin here Rabbi Lezer, Keman Matzlina no Idna, Rabbi Lezer, say in Tchilus Masechot. You know why? Because the teeth of Ort, the bomb of Gedank. Why do we? They put the Rabbi Lezer, whatever, because he paskined like he paskined, and the din is Yochid v'Rabim halacha. Why didn't Rabbi Lezer hold Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim? Halacha, no. Why do we? Okay, so he says like, why do we paskin that the halacha is the Baskel cries out, how dare you disagree with Rabbi Lezer? Halacha k'Moitzi v'Chomokik. So what did Yeshua say? Why is Torah not b'shamayim? Because after, listen to this, it's so deep. Because after the chet of Adam Arishin was Yitzir Kap of Shal HaKadosh Baruch. The Gemara said, Chazal say that his tapuach hakevish Shal Adam Arishin was mekad galgalacham. It was lichting. Not just his head, placed upon it, even the tapuach, he's totally ruchnis. After the chet, there becomes a chasm, a barrier between heaven and earth, between ruchnias and gashmias, between shemayim and vorts. Over Odom Arishin, as the Yismach Moshe says in Parshas Ekev, Shendon Amifano, prior to the chet of Odom Arishin, his entire, afterwards, Eurobos of Tal Bisheni. There's an Ashama. The Shalokha, which says famous prat, the Pasuk said in Shmuel, Ki Odom Yira Leinayim, Vashem Yira Lelevov. Says the Shalaka, the Shemuri the Gemara, when Odom Yira Leinayim, when you went after your eyes, Kitaiva, he Leinayim, then Vashem Yira Lelevov, the only place within man, within your body, that's connected to Seichel, to Bina, is the heart. Vashem Yira Lelevov. Aber if you didn't, Al Derech L'Osad Lova, it says in Pasuk in Yeshaya, Umol ha'oretz deya es Hashem. Even the akev, even the heel, the whole part. The heel, by the way, you should know, in a person, is the everything in the world. Adam, a man is a person is koilu everything in the world. Where is the malach hamoves sheba odom? The akev. By the nachash, what does it say? V'hu yishuvenu, atat yishuvenu, akev. The churban, the least place of the least chayus within a human being is what? The akev, the heel. The furthest distance from the Roish is the Akiv, right? But Odom Arishin is your Kapov Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, was Mahalich min ha'oretz ad ha'rakia. You know what that is? Hello? And of literal. But his Soifei lo Matsoifei, standing upright, right? It's from Oretz ad ha'rakia, which each one is a Mahalich Tov Kushono, Odom Arishin, his head is in the clouds. There's no difference between spiritual and physical, between Guf and Neshama. Are you with me? Yeah? On that Madreg of Adam Arishin, there's no difference between Shemayim Vorts. And if you personally are on the Madreg, we are able to go back to Gan Eden Lifne Achet, which was the Madreg of Rebbe Lezer, then you don't say Torah is not Ben Shemayim. Torah is Ben Shemayim. Because by him, down here, is able to master Torah the way it is in Shemayim. Ah, Yochid V'Rabim, Alocha K'Rabim. He is a whole shmooze in himself. Rebbe Lezer was a yochid who's koiled a rabbin. A rabbin was not just a bunch of shmerlach. Rebbe Yishmer Salvation was speaking to the RCA, the Middle Council of America. 400 rabbi doctors, you know? And he said, if my Zeder, Chaim Brisker, would come in here, and he would say A, and 400 rabbis in America say B, oh, come back my Zeder. It's not even a shayla. Like yochid a rabbin. You're not in the same league. Who cares what 400 shmerlach say, right? Rebbe Lezer is a geder of a yochid who's a rabbi. He's koil everything. Hello? Therefore, when it comes to what is the essence of Rosh Hashanah, in one word, the birthday of mankind, of Adam Arishin, and you go back to the birthday of Adam Arishin. By the way, that's the deeper pshat. The Arizal says you cry in Rosh Hashanah. If you don't cry, not because you're sad, you're depressed, you should be optimistic in Rosh Hashanah. Because you're newborn on Rosh Hashanah. And you know what, I ever see a newborn baby? You know what I mean? It cries. Not because it's sad, it's good to be born. You know, and I've never seen. It's good to be born. I hate to tell you. My dear, sweet, holy brother, listen to me, become old. It's good to be born, and it's good to live, and stay alive, and be healthy and well. That's the idea at Russia. Don't drink me the cup of Gemara that Erev you give me. Hello. I also know the Gemara. It says, Nichola. Hello. Let's say, Yofer. Good. Hey, if you. You say every day in davening, Baruch Elikenu, Shabbat. You don't say, oi, a child is born, you're at Kriya. Someone dies, let's bring out the band, let's celebrate going back. You know, it doesn't work that way. I'll leave it there. The Abrahams are good, they don't have what they've hated, and everyone should be gesund and have whatever. Hello? Sorry to, whatever. You've lived in Manchester too many years. It's good to be born, it's good to be optimistic and happy and whatever. Okay. A child cries when it's born because there's so many nisyanos and so much is not known. Therefore, a child cries because it's going through it's down here in Almud Shikra. And a man is a Baal Bechir. Oh, but trust me, it's good to be born. All the Baal Zavar. That's why you cry in Russia. Anyway, Nachzal in Yonenu. When the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to go back to Adam Madregav, Adam Arishin, Koidem Achem. Rav Shimshon Pinkus has maimorim after maimorim on this subject, which I don't have the time to elaborate, over the point which he brings up. If you're reborn, and you're reborn like Odom Arishon Kodem Achet, it's gewaldig. How are you born? With infinite koiches of Elikus in you, that you don't normally preach, you get buried all year. When the Gemara says that Sora, Rivka, whatever, we're Nifkada and Aham Rashan was Pshat, Alpi Derech HaTeva, she's an alienist. She can't give birth. But if it's Rosh Hashanah and you're in Gan Eden prior to the Chet, and there's no period between Gashmis and Ruch, there's nothing that can't happen. If your Averis are Olo L'mayla Rosh, and as Sadiqim said, when you look in the mirror before Rosh Hashanah, you're Cheshbon Nefesh, you want to be Bagrob and Lebed Dikrei. Oh, but if I'm going to be born in Rosh Hashanah, Ani Ayoy Milad Deticha, and there's Yudil Midas Arachim, the Abishter's Midas, which are Midas Ein Sof, right? There's nothing you can tap into on Rosh Hashanah. Give out. Rosh Hashanah goes on and on and on. There's no limit that a person could achieve in Avodas Hashem when he starts again in Rosh Hashanah. The little girl once came to me, Holy Lord, the first year I was there. Sweet, cute little girl. She got these English expressions, I don't know them, from America, a bit mixed up. And she says, Rabbi, I wish you a happy new year and well over the past. That's what it's all about. Forget about the past, but grub the past and start again. Ani Ayayim Milad Ticha, Rosh Hashanah, I'm born. And that's a madrig of Adam, whatever, I'm not going to do it. And that's Pshat and the Chazal, everyone knows that the first man, the Omar, in, not in Shas, but the first man, the Omar, in Besef the Porah, is Reb Elezer. And Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Eibishter, he went up to Shemayim and he said, he heard the Eibishter saying, Halacha, B'shem Reb Elezer, Porah Bas Shnoso. And he said, Yehi Rotzon Shiyah, that me bet me Michalat Zoi, says the Gemara, and his wish was granted, Ado Tuxir, B'shem Echad. Eliezer, right? In other words, there's a Ben Gashmi, but Moshe Rabbeinu's Anhoga was a Rebbe, not only Gashmi, he didn't give over that Hoga to his son. That Hoga was to his Talmud, there's a Rebbe to the Shamas. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to reach this Madrega where there's no difference between Guf in the Shama, which is Adam Rishon, whatever, which is Beshamai, Moshe Rabbeinu Bachal Paschal like Beshamai. How many kids does Moshe Rabbeinu have?
Two.
Boy, what names? Boys only. Lishitas. The whole shmuz. Which better Lishitas? Aaron was what? Kibbutz Hill. That's why. What does Hill say in Prekei Avos? Have a mitamid of shell. Aaron, because Aaron was the Oyim Shel, Reidim Shel. Moshe was Kibbutz Shammai. But the whole shmuz in itself ain't coming to me. You with me? So Moshe wanted a chibur, which is guf and neshama, which is al derech Beis Shammai, or the Marishim, which is really great and holy, whatever. Right? Which, by the way, happened in the time of that's everything Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Be'ikir is, I said last week, why do you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah, we live through the current emission, Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. You're given a Nishmas Chayim through Kiyah Shofar. Hello? Yom Kippur is Mitzad, the Nishmas Chayim permeates even the Guf. Tanu was not just Echim, the Inutim, when the Guf and the Nefesh on Yom Kippur have the same source of Chayas, etc., etc. Are you with me so far, folks? Hello? By the way, just parents, it's a shot to give a shir, there's no time to say anything. But Rebbe Elezer is a different type of yochid, and that's other reason. Prior to the Chet, by the way, just there, Agav, I said 1,000 times here, shame the Tzaddik HaKoyin, just for people like us, Eli, it's good always to mention again, Eliezer is Gimatria. What do you know about 318? The Rashi in Chumash, a five-year-old child was what else? Vegas Chanichov, yeah? There's a guy called Loit. And in Loit is the neshama of Adam, Adam David Mashiach. And he's stuck in a place called Sdoim, right? Eliezer, what do you know about Eliezer? He's a yochid, he's a rabbi. One says 318. Come chazal, grazoi, but really one person, Eliezer. Because Eliezer is pshat, a yochid, who is what? A rabbi. By the way, there's three kav, chesed, gevurah, teferes. What's the gematria of kav? 106. What are the 106 times 3? 318. And echad is gematria 30. How much is 3 times echad? 39. 39 is lamites, which is the root word of the word loit. Hello? So some, whatever. In other words, one Eliezer is koilul. I don't have time to elaborate. See, it's kalos of iris, kalim, and rooks. It's gashmi, it's shemayim, or all good things are united. And that's the idea of Eliezer. One more thing I said. Tzadik says, muiditikavort. You know about Eliezer? Yish is gematria. 370. When a person knows Eliezer, there's an Avishter, and he's helping me. There's no Yish in the world, everything can overcome. By the way, Eliezer is Gimatria Kategor. Add one into the equation, guess what you got? Add the Aleph, Aluf Isholem, into Kategor. Gimatria Eliezer, 318. One more is Sanegor. V'shem ho Echod, take the Echod, un hakarayin in Eliezer, 318, and you got Sanegor. Meiridim. If I had time, I'd explain to you, you'd understand it, but it's irrelevant. Let's go. The fee calls that. Everything Pesach Nissan is b'maisa. Tishrei is what? Roshana is b'machshova. Machshova is a hecher madregas. It's a higher world, the world of pure din, the world of tzaddikim. The pshat is, the idea is that the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah is that Yom Kippur is the me'achid guf in neshama, just like a bris milah. What is the purpose of bris milah? By the way, which day was Adam Rishon of the days of creation? Which day was he created?
Friday.
What is the Madrega? Which day is that? Day number six? Six is the Madrega of what? Yisod, right? Which is Bris Milah. Hello? There's an interesting, there's a Bris Kunas Oilam. The pasuk says, Yomeinu Kitzel Oiver. What? Yeah? Yeah, Pasuk until it says, Yomov Kitzel Oiver. Days of man, his days are like a passing, fleeting shadow. Ask the Briskunas Oilam, the great. What? Yomav Ketzel Oifer, life is just a passing shadow. What do you mean? I do mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are nitzchim. So he says, Yomav Ketzel Oifer is Gimachir 484, which is Gimachir Guf plus Neshama. When your Guf and Neshama are nifrut, they're separate entities, then everything just passes through. Fleeting shadows. When it's Guf un Neshama, that from 484, Gimachir Pedus Chaser becomes then you come to what? 484 plus 6. Which is 490? Remember the fellow called Avraham Avinu? Zaydan. Yeah? And it says, Halech Lefane Veye? Tamim. Hello. What is the Gematria of Tamim? Because Tamim means you're not a Bamum. Tamim means the Guf and Neshama. There's an Ichud of Guf and Neshama. Hello? Whatever. Therefore, we say on Rosh Hashanah, we take a head of a fish, a head of a whatever, a kevas. It's a neil the roish v'loy lezonov, which is the roish of a person, the shama shebemoichi. The zonov is what? The goof, it's into goofil fresen, goofil puffin, goofil parkin, whatever, right? And we say our nesham, our goof should be in this battle to our nesham, sheneil the roish v'loy lezonov, which is avoid this odom. What is the difference with the word tapua, the hanesham is gematria 400. Guf is, haguf is 94. What's the difference between 400 and 94?
06.
Which gematria? Tvash. Hello? And what is tapuach? Haguf and hanesham. We take the haguf and neshama should be toivel in the difference between guf and neshama, which is what? Tvash, right? Which, by the way, tvash stands for, the Chasam Sofer says famously, tvash stands for Deya, Bina, Seichel, Soifei Tevis, Lev, Nefesh, Ma'oid, backwards, hello? That we give the Eibishter our Ava b'chol hat er gekeken bij alle vijf van de nafshen van alle medecha, en de Eibusha gives us tegel bij een haskel. Right? Well, it's not it. And that is the avoid of tamni chuni aleichem, because haguf and hanushama with the two tevis is gimachi and malchus. And the avoid of tapuach reminds you, the Chazal said before, that the tapuach, the bottom of your heel, of Adam Arishin was lichtig, was sechildig, etc., etc. And by the way, that's why you don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, v'pnimi yisan yonim. You know why? Because sleeping, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of death. When did death come into the world? When was man cursed? Ki ofarat on Rosh Hashanah, right? The idea of Rosh Hashanah is to have chayis, to have rebirth, to have tchias ha-mesid, right? By the way, just the next question. Where did shofar start from? First shofar in history? You say, I'm sorry, I can hear you for it. But in the pasuk Vayishma is Koila Vayelikim is Halit Lergan Leruach Hayoim. What does Hayoim refer to? I said this like last week and the week before. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Vayhi Hayoim. Atan Nitzav Mayoim Kul, right? They heard a voice. Leruach Hayoim. What sound here in Rosh Hashanah? Atomic barn, beeping. What? It was a shofar. The Eber said, Uri Yushen Mishinas. So what happens when the religion heard Vayischabe Adam v'Ishtoi b'nei Hashem alikim b'derech hagan, right? And the Eber just says to Adam, Ayeko, and he says Vayomer es kol choshamati bagan v'iro ki eirum adegi. I'm naked. I have no mitzvahs. That says the Shlomo Kluger and the Sefer Chochmas HaTorah was the first time you have a kol shofar. Everything, I got time to elaborate. Everything on Rosh Hashanah is re-experiencing Adam v'Ishtoi. After this truth, I can now begin the shir. I don't have much time. I don't want to finish. Yeah. I want to say before, murder the gavot. Lefi kohanel, based on the above. At the end of Musaf, we say, in various kilos kodesh, they sing it with a march, whatever. At the end of the whole avoida, the whole geshaft, hayoyin, tamteinu, hayoyin, tevarcheinu, hayoyin, tegatleinu, hayoyin, tevarcheinu, tevarcheinu. What's this hayoyim, 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 hayoyim? Hayoyim, hayoyim. What's hayoyim? So I want to say, based on a pasuk, hello? Remember the pasuk that Yankov meets his brother, Esav, and he says, Michra, next word? Hayoyim. And everyone goes crazy. He's like, Rashi, what's this hayoyim? What's a hayoyim? It's a beautiful vort, which is brought in Prima Godim, actually, in Shulchan Aruch. What happened? When did the story happen? When is the yahrzeit of Armavinu? You should know, it's your Zayden, no? Like Erev Pesach was the story, hello, according to like, yeah, hello? No. It's a very good word. Chazal say, good morning, Dorin, how many Averis Esau was over that day? Five. One of them was Bo'al Naira Hamuros. Hello? What's going on here? Because when was this? Erev Pesach, yes? And what did he give him to eat? Lechem and Ziradosh. Okay, those nine Avram, Yitzchak Yankov was farming. Okay, that kid. Or he gave him lechem. What kind of lechem was it? Chometz, you can't have it. Sure. Elamai was matz. And Chazal say, kol ha'oichel masu b'erev Pesach, kilu boyel arusa soy b'beis chomos. That's what they mean, that it was boyel arusa. I got a better question. The Prima Godin brings me the idea. Hello, listen, this is gorgeous. He says, what in the world he was eating? Was Esav a Bechor? Yeah. What the din of Erev Pesach? We have a fast called the Tainus of Bechor. So what's he doing eating? Kiyam Avram Mina called Tainu Klaus Lindno. No. But Yankee, but Yitzchak, what are you talking about? Right? So he can't, but he's a Bechor. Hello? He's a Bechor. You're a Bechor. So what are you doing eating now?
Made to see him.
Esav made a scene. He's busy killing people and. Yes. I know. I often say that not everyone who learns is a tzaddik, whatever. But you know, Esav didn't have a scene. Hello. Halitaini nom and other menachi oyef and neichit covering the field. Hello. But he's a bechor. So what did Yankov do? Michra kayoyim is bechor asrali. Today it's a cherep Pesach. You're a bechor. The tainus you're a bechor. Sell me your bechora. Right? And at the whole Shakuntai, I have no time to elaborate. Look at a Sefer called Shem Yecheskel, contemporary. I have murdered the Gabriels. Right? Nothing. So when's the yahrzeit of Avraham Avinu? Let's go again. More with the yuk. No. if you remember, it says, by the way, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yiraf, Rabbi Elazar says, B'tishrei noildo avoyz, except for Yitzchak, put Yitzchak aside. Avram and Yankiv were born in Tishrei, and they died on Tishrei. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malish, the same Tzadikim Yom Yom Yom. According to Yeshua, again, she tells them everywhere. They were born and they passed away on Nisan. Yeah. When was the bris of Avraham Avinu?
2 days.
Huh?
2 days before Pesach.
2 days before Pesach, otherwise known in the Jewish calendar as Yud Gimel Nisan. One second, because how do I know? Because the third day, Shlishi Lamila came to Zimaloch. Hello? On Pesach. As you're in Purim Haggadah, the songs are in there. So the Yahrzeit of Avraham Avinu was what? Yud Gimel. Yeah? So why was the Levaya Erev Pesach? But you know what? Yud Gimel that year fell out on Shabbos. We don't make Levayas on Shabbos, right? So Levaya ended up to be Sunday. Wait. Listen. Now, if you remember in Bereishis, you know, I'm going to assume we start reading it again. Vayera, vayivoker, yoim, echo. Everyone's like, wow, what do you mean echo? They should have said region. One of the beautiful answers is, because it says every day, not only the Abish created things in the Abish created the day. Kisheshis yomim osar shemit shemayim, right? The Zohar says, don't say bisheshis, sheshis. So the Abish created Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Shabbos, he rested. Hello? So when did the Abish create Shabbos? Say the Svarim HaKadoshim. There was a Shabbos, which we named as Baruch HaKul Yomim, which created prior to the first Sunday. And that was like B'Machshava, right? We start counting B'Maisa, it starts with Sunday. But there had to be, that's what it says, you don't say Yom Rishon, it says Yom Echad. Because the real Yom Rishon is what? Shabbos. So Shabbos is really the beginning of everything, B'Machshava, right? Fine. Who is the Bechor, Yankiv or Esav? You're an anti-Semite, might have something, or Nazi, what's your problem? B'nei Bechor Yisrael, the whole world. Hello? Nervos. B'maisa, Esav came first, right? Who was the Rishon Liyitz, the Bechor Liyitzira? Yankiv, Marshal Shreferis Rashi says. If you go Basar Machshava, the Yankiv, that was the whole planning. Esav, right? B'maisa, Yankiv. So B'emes, Yankiv, when he went to the father and he said, I'm the Bechor. But how do you know you go Basar Yitzira and you don't go Basar? Maisa. Shabbos. The fact is that now I understand to whom did the Abishtik give Shabbos to? The Christians, the B'nai Esav Edoim, you know what their holy day is? Sunday. Why Sunday? Because in the world of Maisa, the Bechor L'Maisa was Esav. Aber Eden, we say, because the Yisrael Amchon is at Mahavel, is there a Yankiv Davka? Because Yankiv, we go, Basar, what? Yetzirah, right? Neshama, whatever. And therefore, Shabbos is made on the Bechor of Kal Yisrael. By the way, what kind of korban were they bringing up that day? It happened to be what? It happened to be korban Pesach. Who did the avodah? Yankiv, right? Why do we have avodah of korban Pesach? Because you know what happened to korban Pesach? When you eat into the korban Pesach, the Egyptian got hot under the collar. And what's going on here? And the Abish said, we're going to take the Bechorim and kill them. The whole civil war in Egypt. Kiyadua. Hello? Yeah? So Yankiv was saying the whole idea of a Korban Pesach is the idea that through that the Eibush was miskadosh that b'nei b'chayr Yisrael is a chenai. The whole idea of Pesach is it an affirmation that Eden are the b'chayr, right? The michra kayoim, it's Sunday, but Sunday has no meaning to Eden. Michra kayoim is b'chayr because the fact that it's Sunday, yet the Eibush chose to Shabbos for Eden is a chenai. We go basar. We're the true b'chayr, the Yitzira, not the Maizer. Hello. By the way, Lefiza, a Bechor, from last time I saw a Chumash, we had it a few weeks ago, I think. A Bechor gets how many portions? Double. That's why on Shabbos, everything is double. The Schar is kafel. That's why Shabbos is called Nachlas. Yankiv of it. This answers 100,000 questions. But it all answers it, Aliba de Manda Omar, according to Rabbi Shur. But we're holding here the Rebbe Elazar. That petitioner in the Lerab. Kaman Maslina idna Kerebe Elazar. Now, Lefiza, what I said, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is to go back to Gan Eden. the other Marishin prior to the Chet, which you go back to the Machshavi, you have an ability to go back to Azam Madrego, right? Therefore, I understand that that also Rosh Hashanah is a day that this connects to Malti Yisrael. It connects to the coronation of the king Dafka through Yisrael, which Yidin are Bnei Bechari Yisrael, etc. So the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to go back. By the way, which day proves the Bechari of Kal Yisrael? The double portion, Shabbos. So I understand what the Bradishma said. Yantiv shel Rosh Hashanah Chabad. The Shlemus and Kiyashayfer and the coronation of the kings, the Tamlichuni Alechem, Bameo Bashayfer, is Dafka be Yantiv shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias be Shabbos. Let me just end off. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is to go back to Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, what was happening here? There's Malochim who are providing all the needs, Gashmis and Ruchnis of Adam Rishon. It was a Mamish, like you had Memtes, Taksayim, Ma'atmel, Gvaldiga Madreis. And that's where Yid has to go back in Rosh Hashanah. But not only Beruchnis, but Begashmis. Let me just tell you, end of the story. I say every year, there was a great tzaddik called Beherish Partsuf. He was initially a Talmid. He went to the Chuyz of Lublin the last year of life. And the Chuyz told Chevra that this younger man, right, the younger man from Partsuva should really be the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur. He did, who could dab in front of the Chuyz? So he went to Mavakesh al Nafshi, like Tachnunim. The Chuyz looked at him and said, you want to start with Maftir? Not from a Melech? And he kapsuch. The Chuyz was Beruch Kotcher, was Meram, is that Maftir, that's the year the Chuyz, on the year of Ha'oretz Tirash, right? Tof Kof Kuf Ayin Hey, that was the Chuyz with Nifta. He came for the Maftir. So after the Stalkans of the Chuyz, Hirsh became a Chosset of Rabbi Yitzhak of Turchin, the Chuyz's son. And from there, eventually, he went, he got attracted to the Rabbi of Shischa, from there he went to Kotsk, and there he went to Chusharim, and then he went to Alexander, the Rebbe Behenna. So once I say this every year to my Balabatim, once the Machshava, how you go before davening, asking on Rosh Hashanah. And he went to the Chusharim, asked him, have you ever heard of the Dvar Torah from the Chuyz's son, Rabbi Yosef? So I can't remember any Divrei Torah, but I'll tell you, I remember once Rosh Hashanah before Kiyas, he got up and he said, I'll tell you a mashal. Once upon a time, the Rav and the Shtot, Hagon, Chubitik, a person, Shemayim, was going to the Gvir of the city. The Gvir had a wine bar, a wine cellar, full of cultivated, the best wines in the world, right? The Rav coming to Chubitik, he sent his Mishar to go down to the wine cellar, get the finest wines, a 200-year-old wine. Akitzer, the Mishar doesn't come back. So he apologized to the Rav, says, Rebbe, wait a minute, we don't see what happened. He finds in the wine cellar, he gave Rishus to give the keys to the Mishoris. Churban, all the barrels are topped over, the taps are open, the wine is on the floor, it's a churban, it's a flood. And Vayelet Einenu. So he goes to find the Mishoris, and he says to him, and he says, he's drunk out of his mind, shikr viloit. And in the shikr ahait, he tells his balabos, who supports him. Balabos, I want more money. You got to raise my salary. I know a guy, you have with the Simonim, he has celery and raisins out. Because his hope for the year is to raise his salary. So I want celery and raisins out. Right? Raise my salary. Like, oyla oyse busha, oyla oyse chlim. Yashikir, it's about churbin. And all the shefa. When you come Rosh Hashanah, ki klova matzoyekim hav. You want nachmer? Bona chayim azoyna. The Chidusharim, when he heard this marshal, he said, this is like Kilei Al HaMator. So the Chura, a Jew, like, where do you put yourself on Rosh Hashanah? Kan Ruchni is, I'm far away. In Gashmis, Nervos is a famous story. Chassidim came to Tzitzker Magid. And they were coming with Pfitlach before Rosh Hashanah, Kederach. And all the Gashmis. He couldn't take it, he was a Soivel, closed the door, not taking any more Chassidim. No more Pfitlach, no more Chassidim. And after a day or two, he came out, they said, Ibi Getracht. I said, I understand that Pshat and Davni. The Eibishter we say is what? Kodesh Ato V'Neir Shmecha. The Eibishter is Kodesh V'Neir. It's awesome. So to come before the Eibishter's Kodesh V'Neir and asking for your cow should give more milk, etc., etc., whatever, and your daughter should get married, and all the Torah Amcha, like, how dare you? Oh, but he said, Re'en Elikabi Baladecha. There's no one else in the world to turn to. There's so much sorrow that I left the able to. Who could I turn to? My doctor doesn't know. My this one, the ain't the. And they took in the chassidim. I'll leave you with one story. There was a chassid called Rav Zandvil of Ropshitz. The Baba Vereb, Shlomo Baba Vereb, said the story every year. The name of his father, which is Yom Tov. You know the story. Rabbi, he's a Baba Vereb. Rav Zalman of Rabshitz used to be the chassid of the Rabshitz. The Rakoidish, who told you to give Rabshitz. And he was part of the choir. They had a choir singing on the community. Chassid of Tzadik. Vla Roshin Kol, his children are starving for bread. His wife is... And there was a Gevir who knew he had a beautiful, powerful voice. And he's a gewaltige chazan. He offered him 100 rain, my own thing, a fortune of money. They should go to their shtetl and daven by the Beer Shlir Tzibur for that kid. Fortune of money. On one hand, how could you not be Roshana by the Rebbe? Rosh, you gotta be by the Rosh. On the other hand, these kids are starving. The Goya Birov. Finally, the money got the best of him, right? And he left Rabshitz and he went to Al Shart Yoren for the Bichal. He got his fortune of money, whatever. Came back to Rabshitz, and the Rabshitz says, ah, so in other words, you exchanged uvechein tein pachtecha for geld. Then uvechein pachtecha, remoscha, rishona, for geld, you exchange it. So the zanvil of Rabshitz, he sharp, he had a oza maybe, right? Says, Rebbe, just like uvechein tein pachtecha is geld, uvechein tzadikim yirav yismach was ich geld. To which the Kedusha Sea and the Shem Kimdom have added, when ich zog as uvechein, read the pasuk, uvechein, next, read the pasuk, uvechein, ten kover Hashem la'amecho, right? Ich halt as ich gilt. Okay. So the Baba Vereba said, ich, the Rokshitzer Zeda used to talk in Ramosim, like in, when his deathbed, he said, I never said Amila the B'dichas in my life. Pachtecha is Gimatria. No, rabbis. The girl's Einik, no?
112.
What is 112? A million different chains. Simply Havaya Likim, Rachman, Nid. 112. Pachtecha is 112. 112 is Gewaldige Shemus, which is Yabik. Which is Gimatria, which is Rosh Tevis. Yabek, no. Yaneinu biyoyim korei. 112 is gematria gelt. Gimel ayin lamites. So the umaram is uvechein tein pachter is gelt. Uvechein tzadikim yirusmach is gelt. Right? The Rosh Tevis, uvechein tzadikim yiruv yismachu. Rosh Tevis, 112, which is gelt. That, however, whatever, the story of the Rebbe of Torshin, we open up the taps and there's whatever, that Yidden are suffering so much is a gefirlich of Hashem. And what we need to do is to go back to Gan Eden, and the Ebrisha should bless us all and go with an optimism Rosh Hashanah. We should all be gebenched with bon chayim mezoyim and shem toiv mezuka, not in ruchnias, but betoiv and nira and nigla down here.